you for the time to be together, the time to worship you. And we rejoice in you, for it is in Jesus that we pray. Amen. Well, before we come to the message itself, let me just tell you, it is good to be with you today, to just be back among you. A lot of you, of course, I know well from being here before. Some new faces of people that may not have seen when I was here, but it's good to just be together. Enjoyed the youth and what you have done. I know you enjoyed resurrection. It's always a good and exciting time. I was sitting there thinking when I found out it was Youth Sunday and then they were doing the program, I thought, you know, 45 years ago or so, I was always invited to speak for Youth Sundays. And over the years, that those Youth Sunday days become less that you get to speak at for some reason. And when Joshua texted me that he couldn't be here today and wanted me to come speak, he didn't mention that that was the day it would be. And so I'm honored to be an old man speaking on a Youth Sunday. And that's all right if you think of me as an old man, because I am now. But anyway, I enjoyed what you did. The scripture today is actually in the book of Psalms. I understand that was something that was in the computer from I didn't turn in what I was going to be speaking on today. So instead of what's printed there in the bulletin, we'll be reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 139. Psalm 139. And then we'll read verses 23 and 24, just two verses of scripture. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the ways everlasting. I want us to think today about the topic of God can change me. Sometimes in our life, there are just things that happen. There are just things that happen to us that maybe even move us away from God for a period of time in our life. Sometimes there are great times in our life, and the joyous times in our life. And during those joyous and great times, there are, it seems as if we're very close to God. That God is just with us, and the Spirit of God is upon us and leading us every day. So we know, as we look back over our life, that both of those times exist. The times that we feel far from God, and the times that we feel very close to God. Well, the psalmist understood that. As we read through what the accounts of the lives of the psalmist David, we see times that he was very, very close to God, and we see other times that he seemed to be far away from God. But as we think about his life and we think about our life, we know that God is always in the same place. When we have a feeling that God is away from us, it is not because God has moved from us or God has rejected us. It is because circumstances may make us feel as if we are not where God is. When we're close to God, it's not because God moved closer to us. God's in the same place. We just have a better time maybe in our life and things that make us feel closer to God. So most of it is our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own need to be with God, but our own need to let God change us in what we need to be changed with. And the psalmist understood that. He understood that there were times that God would come to him and he would feel the presence of God. And in feeling that presence of God, then he felt the change that the Spirit of God would bring into him and the joy that God being in his life and changing him would bring. I've often said that we can never be in the presence of God and come away unchanged. Some way or other, when we feel the very presence of God in our life, it changes us. Some people may run from it, and it changes for the worse. But some people may respond to the presence of God and be changed for the better. The King David that writes these Psalms understood that also, because when he was away from God, he felt the need to be united with God. And so God comes unto him to change him. Let God come into us. Let God come into each and every one of our lives to bring change for the better unto us. But there's some things that the psalmist mentions that will allow that to come into our life and allow the change of God to direct our lives. Now notice the wording of what we read today in verses 23 and 24 of this 139th Psalm. The psalmist starts by simply saying, "Search me, God. Search me." God, it is as if the psalmist is inviting God to come and look into his life. Search me, God. Search me to understand who I am. Search me to understand my ways, my actions, my desires. Search me, God. It's an invitation that the psalmist offers unto God, because he understands as God reaches to him and searches him that he's going to be drawn closer to God. Search me, God, and know my heart. Now the heart, in talking about the heart, we know there is the organ of the heart that is within us. But we also talk about the heart to indicate who we are, what we are, how our makeup is. Where the heart is, that's where our thoughts usually are. That's where our desires usually are. And so if God is going to change us, God searches us and searches to the depth of our heart, or the depth of the very being of the person that we are. And if God is searching to in within us to find the person that we are, then God starts to deal with that person and make us a better person. Search me, God. Know my heart. Know my thoughts. Know my desires. Know the goals that I have. And as we see God directing us, sometimes our thoughts, our desires, our goals are changed as change comes unto us. Most all of us have either experienced ourselves or talked to someone that's experienced a great change in life. They're a completely different person once they respond to God than they may have been before they knew God. Why? Because they want to be pleasing unto God. They want God to be the light in their life and that light to share with others. So God searches our heart. God changes our ways. God changes our desires. God helps us to set new goals for our life. Goals are standards that we can live by to be the light of God to a people that need God. But then the psalmist asks God to search him, to know his heart. And he says, "Test me and know my anxious thoughts." The anxious thoughts are those anxieties that we have. The things that bring problems to us and troubles to us. Anxieties. People do not need to live with anxiety. But we do. Sometimes it's just natural. Sometimes it seems as if we cannot overcome the anxieties of life. But God is always there to help us with it. And in God coming into us and understanding the anxiousness that we live within, the pressures that we have, the problems that we have, it helps us then to understand whatever those are, God's here to help us. God's here to take us through it. God's here for us to just rely upon. And the psalmist says, "See if there is any offensive way in me." Any offensive way. The things that I may do that offend people, that are wronging people, are harming people. Those are the offensive things. Sometimes they can be small little details, and sometimes they may be great. But we pray to God and we seek God that the things that are offensive in our life, that God take those away. And we be willing to give them up in order for the light of Jesus to shine in our lives. And lead me in the way everlasting. I was interested in that word, the way. In the Old Testament, as the psalmist uses that word, those words. Because the way is the way of God. But oftentimes, when we get to the New Testament, and the disciples start telling about the resurrected Lord, and telling about the one that had changed their lives, and they would simply ask people, "Are you in the way?" The way became the way of Jesus Christ, the way of life that Jesus brings to them. And so, what was heard by the people as they read these psalms, as they sung these psalms, as they were originally written as songs that they would sing, they heard it as the way everlasting and understood that was God. But by the New Testament, they understood it in Jesus Christ being the way unto God, as God came and brought them life in Jesus. And so, we live in the way. We live as people in Christ, in the Word of Christ, in the direction of Christ. So let God change us. Let God have His way in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord, we do thank You that You're always with us and always helping us. Thank You for the joy You bring to life. We know there are difficulties. We know that there are problems that we face, but You help us through it. So, Lord, search us, help us, minister to us, and in Your grace and Your love, continue to let us live in the way of life everlasting in Jesus Christ. For it is in Him that we pray. Amen. Who's leading the song? You're leading it? Go ahead then.